welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Hello, and welcome to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Ron.
Hello.
And from the Fortress of Comic News, Chris.
Hey.
You said Fortress of Comic News last time, right?
I said Batman last time.
Oh, did you?
Yep. All right, going back and forth.
It's both of them.
Yeah, it is, but going back and forth. we're doing issue 124 of Captain America. If you'd like to listen to our previous episodes.
I think it was the last four, wasn't it?
The last four, yes, episodes that just came out, as well as episodes 128 through 30 and 44 through 49.
That's episodes 28 through 30, not 128.
Thank you.
Through 30.
Sorry.
I think 128 through 130 is completely different.
It actually is.
We haven't even touched those yet. Completely different.
Yeah, so we start out this issue with the cover, and this is the second time where the cover has been actually part of the issue.
Which is kind of nice.
The last time was, what was it? Iron Man issue 24? 23 or 24? I kind of like it. It gives it like an extra page of the story.
As opposed to like where you get the comic book covers where it has literally nothing to do with the story.
Yeah.
So those are like, fun. I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, it's cool. And
got
it's,
a lot of those.
Yeah, and it's nice artwork.
Yeah. It goes right in.
Because a lot of times, like especially when I was a kid, I'd be like, all right, I want to know where this fits into the storyline at. And then it's just not there.
Yeah. But the cover here, we have Captain America walking into...
stumbled into a trap.
Yeah. A trap that with AIM agents.
Sudden death in front and behind me.
Yeah. Also, there's the people in the background running away, which is kind of fun. But
those collars on the beehive cousin.
AIM wasn't all about fashion. They're all about knowledge.
Yeah, but why the hell are their costumes like that?
I don't know. Ask MODOK.
I tried and he wouldn't answer.
Okay.
Bastard.
I will say that we see a fence, an actual like wooden fence, and then all of a sudden on the next page the fence is gone.
Dude, he
is in an alleyway.
He hit that motherfucker so hard, it took out the entire fence.
Okay, sure. We'll go with that. But these two agents are trying to kill Captain America on the orders of MODOK, and they don't do very well.
Dude, I love this part right here, though. After he beats the crap out of them and they're running away, one of their guns are sitting on the ground, and he's like, hey, their blaster, S.H.I.E.L.D. will want to study this. But it's too late. It's dissolving in my hand.
How? Guns are metal. I'm not saying metal can't dissolve. It takes a... If the metal's dissolving, his hand would dissolve.
Maybe all their guns are made out of plastic.
Okay. Again.
And they've got acetone capsules inside of them.
Okay, maybe. But then that doesn't work because in the first issue, 120, he grabs that gun from that...
Oh, that's
undercover
right.
AIM
it.
Agent, and he uses it. So,
oh, maybe after he used it on them, MODOK was like, "All right, dumb shit. Since you can't hold your guns, I have to find a way to make them destroy or be able to be destroyed."
Maybe.
But here's
maybe he watches Mission Impossible in between the two issues.
Hey,
that's
because he says right here, MODOK must have gotten the idea from Mission Impossible.
yeah, that's true.
But here's my question. Where the fuck does MODOK have all these cameras at?
Yeah, they're literally... Like, that camera is looking at Cap's headshot.
It's
like, is there a guy right there just watching him?
It's like one of those close-ups where like they get too close and it's like, bam! Ow! What the hell?
Those are funny, though. Spaceballs?
Yeah. MODOK made the first drone cameras.
Ah! I can see that. I can definitely see that because... When Cap and Falcon were in the desert against Red Skull and MODOK destroys the cosmic cube, I'm using destroys in quotations, melts it. He was watching it happen.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I could see that.
And he had some range on those things, too.
Fuck yeah, he did. Shit.
lithium core batteries.
But speaking of MODOK, we go back to him in his heavily guarded hidden sanctuary. Not sure where, which that's fine. It's not that big of a deal. But he turns off the camera of watching Captain America, and he is talking to the two guys that were sent to kill Cap, but failed.
Upon their return, eliminate A-14 and prepare A-12 for the cyborg experiment. Bum, bum, bum.
And this guy, he is more than willing to do the cyborg experiment.
That's because they're all fanatical.
Well, yeah, but...
Well, I love how MODOK gives him two choices.
That, yeah.
Death or cyborg. And he goes, I'll do the cyborg thing.
Like, I guess I'll do that if it means I can live.
And then he sits in the table and just goes, wait, what's a cyborg?
Maybe you should have asked that first. But he, the guy putting him in, he's like, oh, it's the name is a symbol. A symbol for a cybernetic organism.
It's not necessarily, it's not a symbol. It's
literally that. That's not symbol. Like, we merely take someone like you, a normal human being, then through the magic of biochemistry, we change you. We make you part man and part machine. We give you artificial powers you've never dreamed of. I don't know why this lowly underling is telling this other lowly underling all this. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, hey, well, it doesn't matter that he's telling him.
He is the senior lowly underling, all right?
He's the one that gets to push the button. And actually, I think... Yeah, no, he does get to push a button. But ultimately, yeah, it the guy gets changed into this cyborg with a funky wrestling suit, nice silver skin, and a Tin Man hat.
Yeah, he's got the oil funnel hat there.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, what the hell is Captain America doing right
back there? Back at the barbershop.
Yeah.
But it's back at the barbershop. Cap's jumping a car.
See, that's
the best way to get to the barbershop. The
car,
he was across the street. He didn't want to jaywalk, so he just jumped over the car.
Hey, as long as his feet don't touch the asphalt, he
not really walking.
Jaywalk.
Yeah, true. But he rushes into the barbershop, and he practically yells at the
send me down to see Fury
the
now.
Guy. Yeah. So. I was going to bring this up a while back when I was reading, I think we were reading the Fantastic Four. Everybody talks, and by the end of their sentence, everything is an exclamation point. Everything is. All these Cap issues, Captain America, or Fantastic Four. Spider-Man, I don't think was as much. X-Men was not. But, like, I'm reading these issues, and everybody is talking in...
Like, I want to talk to you, Fury.
Yeah, like, loud,
yeah,
expressive.
I figured maybe that was just dropping you in the chair. What's on your mind, Adventure?
Yeah, because that's the question.
Well, even the barber. Lower away!
You've got it, Cap! Like, it's all
aye,
expressive.
Aye, Captain!
I found that funny. I like I said, I found it out in the Fantastic Four issue,
so
but never...
fucking excited to have lines.
Never brought it up. Yeah, kinda. But this is Cap finally basically giving the ultimatum, saying, either put Sharon on desk duty so I can be with her, or you're never going to get my help ever again. And so, and Fury's like, well, you drive a hard bargain, but I guess if it's up to her. So, they call her in.
Send Agent 13 in here, and I mean like now. Because I mean like now.
She comes in, and she's happy to see Captain America. You know, they've... Like, this is why I said they may be together.
Okay, this is her. Darling, it's you. It's really you. And Cap's like, look,
well,
Sharon,
but to be fair,
listen to me.
The last time that
that
she knew he was around, he didn't know she was around. So,
and then he's
but that was him just being all misogynistic, like, listen here.
True.
Like, I'm putting you on the desk.
He doesn't even say, yes, it's me, or, you know, I'm so happy to see you. It's like, look, Fury's reclassifying you and putting you on inactive duty. You'll still be an agent, but you won't be putting your life in danger. And she's like, whatever you want, my honey.
My dearest.
My dearest, yeah.
Yeah.
Can I make you a sandwich?
Yeah. So they go off. Fury is like, all right, cool. Well, they're gone. I'm going to see what's on TV. And then he, as soon as he turns it on, apparently he sees.
I'd like to stop you right there. Okay. This is a closed circuit TV. Okay. Closed circuit means it's only attached to one thing.
So he's always looking at the bank, apparently.
Apparently, this bank has had his interest. You know, I bet you if they've got a beacon in that bank, That it's like, hey, bad might, guys, come steal money from
that
me.
That might be where all the, his their money's at. He wants to make sure he has a retirement plan.
Shit.
But anyways, so now, is it just me, or does he start to look like a gremlin sort of thing?
A little bit.
Okay.
A little bit, which is kind of, I like it. I like this versus what he came out looking originally.
And over in,
which, I mean, literally isn't, page away. All it is just a different facial features.
Yeah.
But it makes it looks him better.
Look, yeah.
A little more devious.
Well, that and this one right here, like, he looks odd because he doesn't have, like, any actual features.
Yeah, that's true. But the cyborg is going to this bank, and he just comes
doesn't
busting
even walk
in
through the door. He bangs through a window, and I mean, come on, what kind of dick? Just, you know, it'd have been all he had to do is reach out, grab a hold of the doorknob because the bank's obviously open.
Well, there's a it's a security guard there. Doesn't mean it's open.
Fair enough, I guess. See, I didn't realize that was a security guard. I thought it was a teller because it looks like he's wearing a suit, not a.
Well, there's the hat and the gun that
gotcha. Yep,
fell off. But the cyborg is busting into the vault, and Cap gets a alert, so he goes rushes off to the bank. Sharon is getting ready to go with him, and Cap's like, Sharon, have you forgotten your promise?
Get your ass back in the kitchen, bitch.
I will say, she never actually promised anything.
That's true.
She just agreed.
If that's what you want.
Yeah.
This, folks, is not how you have a good, healthy relationship.
No. No, it's not.
Unless you're in the 70s.
True, yes. 70s, this was a good, healthy relationship. But before he could even leave, they're still watching on the closed circuit TV, and the cyborg is scaling the wall, and they're like, well, he's out of our reach now. Guess we can't do anything.
Yeah, right?
Can't chase after him. Whoops.
I mean, we've got all these cameras everywhere to where we can see him, but... Yeah. And we'd probably be able to cut him off and find out where he's going, but nope, we washed our hands of this. Sorry, guys.
So the cyborg returns to MODOK with all this money that he's just carrying close to his, like, freely, close to his chest. I'm surprised none of it flew out, because it's all just bills. Like, it's
right?
Stacks of bills.
And I'm not going to lie. Like, if I saw a supervillain, you know, running away with money, and it was just sitting there like that, and it started falling out, I'm picking that shit up.
Yeah. And then you go deposit in a different bank.
Well, I wouldn't deposit it at all. Cash. I deposit little bits at a time.
Or you go to, like, a gas station who won't have the serial numbers written down to look out for.
Right.
I just want to buy this 99-cent piece of gum.
Here's a $100 bill.
$100 bill. I'm going to need change. Big bills.
Small bills. You always want the small bills. They don't track the small bills.
That's a good point. Good point. So, that is not code for anybody listening to go do that.
No. Look, dude.
We here at Comic Book Rundown do not endorse this.
Look, we aren't endorsing this, but we are critiquing it. So if you once you get caught, let us know what you did wrong.
Sure. We'll go with that. Anyway, so MODOK's new plan now is to send the cyborg out after Captain America. Or set them out so that Captain America will come attack them. Actually, no. It is to go against Captain America because...
Tackle Captain America.
Sharon is at the base. She gets a call from Nick Fury to send Cap to this...
brownstone building.
You're waiting for him in a brownstone building. It's at 211 East Carter Street. Okay, I'll have him rush there. And then Nick Fury comes walking by saying he's going out.
Colonel Fury, I thought you were waiting for Cap downtown. Quit kidding, girl. I've been next door all day, beating my meat to your picture.
Oh, jeez. No, that's Captain America.
Oh, that's right. My bad.
Then he says that he's going out on a caper now. Sharon's able to put it together real quick that Cap is walking into a trap.
She says she put it together real quick, but she's actually sitting there thinking about it after she sees Fury walk by, and she's like...
No, yeah, that's what I'm saying, afterwards.
But I don't think it was real quick. Like, she's literally sitting there with her hand like...
Oh, okay.
Huh.
Okay, that's fair.
All right, if Nick's
Fury
here...
Fury wants to see him downtown, but he's right here.
I'm
going to have to think on this for a minute.
Like, I can almost see the realization dawning on her face, and she's like, it's a trap! Now, what to do about it?
her thing to do about it is hop in the car and go try and stop him from falling in a trap.
Just calling Cap.
Well, she said it's too late to get help. The colonel took his best men with him. That means it's up to me to reach the brownstone before Cap does and find a way to warn him. If only I had some way to contact him. Because apparently all Cap is doing is running there. Which, doesn't he have a earpiece or some kind of communication device?
Only when it's necessary for the storyline.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. That makes sense. So as he's going there, he apparently is still a few blocks away before Sharon gets there. She pulls up to the house.
That's because she was actually driving. He was running.
Yeah. And so she doesn't know if Cap is there or not.
Cap? Cap, are you there?
But instead of just sitting on the car and waiting just a few minutes, she decides that he may be in trouble, so I should go in and see if he's okay. And then she gets ambushed. The cyborg is there waiting. He wasn't expecting this girl to show up, but he's fine with, you know, killing whoever. But as he is about ready to attack Sharon for a second time, Cap comes rushing in and basically, he busts through a window, I'm assuming. Could be a wall. I'm not sure. I think it's a window.
Through the window, to the wall.
Yeah, stop. Oh. And then the cyborg is holding Sharon in a very...
Okay.
I don't really know. Damsel in distress.
I need to stop you right there, though, because when Cap breaks through this window,
yeah,
and she yells Cap,
it's from the
other,
other
side of the room.
Yeah.
And then he's like, Sharon's voice, how did she get here? And then he's literally right in front of her. But I wanted, this was something
the cyborg is holding.
Yeah.
Sharon.
Okay, so
William
look at the fucking clawed hand she's got right there over his shoulder.
Okay.
Like, she's literally got fucking talons on the end of her glove right there. Dude.
Okay.
Yeah, right?
That's possible.
That was odd. It's just like, yeah.
I mean, it's no other than a 1 foot long neck.
Fair enough.
The cyborg's hat, though, like, more and more like a funnel every panel.
Yeah, which is great. I love it. Like I said, it's a Tin Man hat. It's wonderful. Or, you know, maybe it's a tinfoil hat, and he wants to make sure that the aliens don't get his brainwaves.
His cyborg brainwaves.
Yeah.
He's only going out on the certain frequencies.
So Cap is threatening the cyborg to put Sharon down. Well, that girl down. And cyborg realizes that this girl is important to him. And this is when the cyborg sets off the trap by locking the doors and the window, doors and windows.
We've pointed this out before. This is off subject of what you're talking about, but right here. Okay, cyborg, or whatever you call yourself. How many times has he done that in these, like, where he's talking to a villain or somebody, and he's like, all right, I know exactly what your name is, or whatever you call yourself, because I don't really want to say that I know your name, because that makes it less cool. I don't want to actually give you the recognition of, you know, like, I know who you are, but I know who you are, but I don't.
Well, it's... Cap would, in theory, know who he's talking to. Even, like I said, he said his name. This may have been a, jab at him.
That's what I'm saying. So. Like, I know who you are, but I've not been pretending I don't know who you are so that I don't think I know who you are. But
yeah.
Anyways.
They fight. Your typical bad guy versus good guy fight. Until Cap tries to run up the stairs, but the cyborg hits a button.
Classic stairs to a slide
yep.
move.
Which is great. Into a hole.
An oubliette.
In the bottom. Of the stairs where Cap falls into a pit, and then the walls start to close.
Ames spent a lot of money on this hotel.
I mean, that's a badass house, honestly. Like, this is the kind of house that I would want a haunted house tour in.
Dude, are you kidding? This would be a great house if you had kids and they're like trying, you know, they're sitting at the top of the stairs and you're like, come on, it's time to do this. And they're like,
no.
And you just hit the button, they slide right down
into the pit.
Next time, do as you're told.
So the walls are closing in on Cap, a la, you know, Luke Skywalker in the garbage disposal. But he gets out in through a door.
Dude, no. The mechanism that's moving the walls, I can hear it right through the plaster. So look, even if these walls would have smashed on him, the plaster would have broken before it actually did him any damage. If I can thump hard enough with my shield, maybe I can jar it loose.
I don't... Okay, sure.
Hey, wait. In his defense, though, I guess they probably would have hook this stuff up really quickly. So, you know, yeah, hitting maybe. The wall might have, you know, jangled some things loose.
Yeah, the wall spinning like a revolving door, pushing me with it. So, yeah, he gets out into the, I guess this is the mechanisms of the wall or the
building
itself. I
think this is the
basement
of that building. Because it looks like there's, you know, like some pipes over here and maybe a water heater. I don't know.
Who knows? Either way, the cyborg comes down and they start fighting again. Cap's able to bust open a water pipe, which starts spraying the cyborg. And then he takes a loose wire and rips it off and shoves it at the cyborg. So now he's getting drenched and electrocuted. I don't think that is what stopped the cyborg, because the next page, there is a TV that just pops up, because why the hell not? And we see Fury on it, and he had apparently found MODOK's hideout and stopped the cyborg from there, I think.
Maybe, yeah. Is that, it could be, because, yeah, he says, you know, you mean he was watching? He lit out when he saw we were coming.
Yeah. So that means that they weren't able to control the cyborg. But then again, it is a human.
Yeah, I guess that's true. So he would.
So maybe the shock did actually stop him.
But anyway, so like after Fury, you know, and then Sharon comes out, darling, you did it. You beat him. And then he's like.
So look, Fury says goodbye so those kids can have their own little private time. And then Cap says.
You and Fury lied to me. You both promised no more combat assignments for you. If you break your word so quickly and casually, how can I ever trust you again?
But Cap, I only did it to try and save you.
And she's not saying this.
Oh,
she's
thinking
this.
It was only because I love you so. But how can I ever convince you? How?
And then, of course, you're Captain America walking away with his head down.
He's being very, it's not Bruce Banner. From the Hulk TV show. What was the Banner? It was
David Bruce
there we go.
Banner.
Okay, so David Banner from the Hulk TV show as he's walking down the road.
Yeah.
Just saying. I think I might put the music underneath. Probably not. That's legal reasons. We'll see. But yeah, that's the end of the issue. Cap is, I guess he's finally done with Sharon. Quote unquote, done with
he's
Sharon.
He's still got the picture in his hotel room.
Yeah, that's the end of the issue.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you enjoyed listening to Chris, please check out the Fortress of Comic News podcast, as well as the Bat Friends podcast on your podcast app of choice. Or you can check out the fortressofcomicnews.com website, which will have links to everything you'll need. And as always, you can find us on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this Captain America story.